Craig, I'm giving this for you because you always talk about you're still an analog man, but we've got the digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong on the floor at the CES 2016, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Good morning, Mario.
Yes, you do. Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys? How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. A lot of things happening out there. What are some of the things you found that you want to share with us this morning?
Yeah, you know, it's a plethora of stuff, man. It's a lot to go through. It's a lot to sift through. We're talking 37 football fields of exhibit hall space is being covered by 4,000 exhibitors. So you can't see everything at the show. It's impossible. But what you can do is identify some of the hot trends that are really going to impact people. And for those that don't know, the Consumer Electronics Show is like the Super Bowl of technology conventions. So everybody, all the big names are here. Even the small startups are here. This is the show where media gets a chance to really see what's going to be coming out on the store shelves in the next year or in the next several months. So some of the things that I've been noticing right off the bat is auto manufacturers are here. And Ford has been here for, I think, the last maybe 5 or 7 years or so. They've been coming to the show, always leading innovation, doing things with in-vehicle communication, in-vehicle entertainment. And now they're doing so many more things with apps and your phone and connecting your phone to your car and your car to your phone. And so with Sync 3, they've made some new announcements here at the show, which are really cool. So for a lot of people that have a Ford vehicle or have a Sync 3 vehicle, they're going to start noticing that they can now access more things from the dashboard onto their phone. And even steering wheel controls are now enhanced and upgraded. And with iPhone and Android owners, for your smartphone, they have two new services that are, or two new apps that are kind of out there. One for the Apple folks is called Apple CarPlay. And with Apple CarPlay, you're going to be able to use Siri the same way you would just ask Siri for directions or contacts or music. Now you can do that on your phone, but through the audio system in your dash right there through Sync 3. And for Android smartphone owners, they'll be able to use something called Android Auto to do the same thing. They'll be able to access Google Now, their maps, their music, and more by using their voice right through that dashboard and right through their connectivity with their phone.
Mario, are the things you see market ready or are they still in development?
Oh, that's a great question, because sometimes it's like, you know, it's like a car show, right? When I go to the auto show, most of those cars are not going to be out for several years. So those are mostly like prototypes. Maybe you'll see a few vehicles that'll be out the next year or 2 years out. But here at this show, it's not really prototypes. It really is seeing products that are going to be released. Some of these things that I'm about to tell you are available now, in fact, and then some are going to be released later this year or certainly before the holidays kick in for 2016.
We're talking to Mario Armstrong. He's at the on the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Anything as far as entertainment's concerned, what things do you have there as far as the new things on the
floor? Couple cool things, man. Couple cool things happening in sports and in entertainment. I'll tackle the sports thing first. I'm seeing a lot more technology here that's really reinventing the sports game, and the big leader that's really pushing that forward is Intel. So many people know Intel as the chip maker that has processors in our laptops and in our computers. But what they're doing now is reinventing the sports experience, because what they're doing now is they're taking those small chips and they're putting them into wearable sensors. They're putting them into 3D cameras. They're putting them into goggles, virtual reality headsets. And these powerful processors are very small. But imagine this. Like, one set with me, I have Recon's Snow 2 goggles. Think of a skier that wears a ski goggle. And Intel has now powered these goggles with their chips. So now inside the goggle, you can actually see on the goggle screen inside some of your performance data. So when you're skiing, you could see the trail in your goggles as you're going down it. You can see your speed. You can see your acceleration, your deceleration, all these performance data things. And they're not just doing that for skiers. That's going to be happening in biking, in running, even fun sports like paintball. So that's a really, really big thing to see, kind of the Recon Snow 2 goggles reinventing that. In entertainment, I'm seeing a lot of stuff in home audio. Home audio is really big this year. LG has stepped up with something great called LG's Music Flow, which is the SH7 soundbar. You know how a lot of people buy big screen TVs and then they don't have good sounding speakers? Because these TVs are so thin and flat, they don't have speed. You got to buy a sound system or a sound bar to go along with that TV. So they've announced the Music Flow soundbar. It's got 4 different speaker sizes, 3 new soundbars to choose from. They all connect to your music and your PCs and devices on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, or even they're the first to have Google Cast, which is a new way to stream music. And they even have a cool app. Check this out, guys. The app allows you on your phone to be able to say, you know what? I want to hear, I want to hear Taylor Swift. The kids want to play Taylor Swift in the kitchen, on the kitchen speaker, but I want to listen to some jazz music in the basement. And so you can now use an app to play different songs to different speakers if you wanted to. Or you could have the same song playing on all your speakers in your house.
Does any of these things come with manuals? How is it that we're going to learn how to use all this stuff? That's what I want to know.
Love that question, man. You know what? Because you know what my answer to that is? I really do kind of miss the day when you actually had, like, simplified manuals to go through. Now everything is, like, put online. You got to read through or download a PDF or any of that type of stuff. And really, the bottom line for me is, if it can't work that easily out of the box, then it shouldn't be on the market. That's my point. My point is, like, you shouldn't need to have to pull open a manual. It should really be that easy. Now, granted, not everything is that easy. So these things are now, I've seen manuals really break things down into, like, 3 steps or 5 steps. They really are trying to simplify because they want to make sure that you know how to use these devices. And speaking of simplification, I got 2 other things. One is really cool that you guys might like because it's a little bit different. We all like to capture our memories and our photos and video of our family moments, birthdays, celebrations. But the problem with pulling out our phone a lot is that a lot of times people are really missing out on being in the moment because they're looking at their screen or they're checking a text message or they're doing something on social media instead of just taking the picture and putting the device away. And so a company called Zagg, Z-A-G-G, has announced a product called Now Cam. And it's a very small, compact action camera. There's no screen on this camera. It's about the size of, like, maybe a lighter or maybe 2 lighters put together is about the size, or a pack of chewing gum maybe. And basically you have 2 buttons on the back, and they enable you to shoot video, or you can shoot a video burst, or you can shoot still images, and then you put it back in your pocket. And then you can get that image off of the device later. You can get that video off of the device later. You can access it through the Now Cam app. So that's a really cool thing for $129. Kind of keeps you right in the moment and gets you back to, like, being with the family. And then the last thing that I noticed that was really cool that I want to squeeze in really quickly here is everyone's carrying smartphones. Many people have the iPhone 6 Plus, the big iPhone, and the 6S Plus. And now LifeProof, which is a leader in protecting your devices, they just announced at the show the very first waterproof battery case for the plus-sized iPhone. So if any of your listeners have a plus-sized iPhone or need to protect themselves from water, snow, dirt, or drops, this not only will protect you, the free power is what it's called, F-R-E, power for iPhone 6S Plus. It will not only protect you, but it will also double the battery life on your phone.
It's great. If people want to find out about some of the things you talked about, as well as what's going on over there at the Consumer Electronics Show, where's a good place to get details, Mario?
They should head over to the website for one. That's killerapps.tv. The other place is I will be shooting live video throughout the day, streaming that online, so they can follow me on Facebook at Mario Armstrong on the official fan page, or if they're on Twitter, they can follow me on Twitter as well.
Well, that's good. Don't forget to drink plenty of fluids and get a little rest, Mario. It's a big...
Hey, I really appreciate that little insightful, wise comment right there. That's good advice, yeah. Well taken, and I'm already starting to feel the throat going, so I appreciate that big time.
Have a good day, Mario. Thanks for sharing the details. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. You take care. Have a good one.